When Williams took over the 19-member commission, she says there was a tough transition phase.
Initially, it was quite difficult.
Because she was stirring up the way things used to be done before.
We did a lot of corporate things.
Often meaning partnering with companies that had female leaders to celebrate their success and talk about the challenges facing others.
We spoke about what was happening in the city, but we did not include the voices of those who were being affected.
To change that, she and other commissioners began going on listening tours through places like the Eureka Garden subsidized housing complex. Johnny Gaffney is the mayor's liaison to about 60 city boards, including the Women's Commission. He says Williams has made a big difference in a short time.
A lot of people don't want to get out there and get their hands dirty, you know, and I had a lot of admiration because Commissioner Williams also wanted to get out there and she wanted to work, walk with the sheriff, walk with the mayor. That's unusual. That's very unusual.
Williams's term ends next month, but her fellow commissioners could vote to keep her on as chair. Before then, the public is invited to the group's monthly meeting. The next one is Monday, April 25th at City Hall. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.